brother David and I, out in the middle of the woods in Pennsylvania. All we wanted to do was have a nice trip together, so we decided to go hunting.
There she is.
No, no, no! How could I miss that shot?
David, it's fine. We both had a really off day. I've just had enough and I'm tired. Can we just start walking back already?
I guess.
Do you have the time?
It's a little after midnight.
We really need to start moving. Come on.
As we started down the trail, we began to realize that it was taking way too long to get home. We were lost, tired, and needed to find somewhere to sleep, and fast.
How can we not be there yet? I'm so tired.
I know, both of us are. Just keep—
Wait! Clark, what's that?
What?
Over there, look!
To the left of the trail was an old wooden cabin with the door wide open.
It's a cabin, come on! Why is the door open?
Maybe it's abandoned. Or maybe they just need some fresh air. Hello?
Hello?
Is anyone home? No one's here. And look, there's a couch and two cots right there. We can sleep and then in the morning just explain to them that we got lost and needed a place to sleep.
Alright. Clark, look at these portraits. Do you feel like they're staring at you?
No, just go to sleep, David. It's just you being tired.
No, I swear. They look like their faces are changing emotions.
Stop trying to scare me. Good night.
Fine, night.
The portraits were the best drawings I had ever seen. They looked so real. Wearing old-time clothing, I would guess sometime in the 1800s. We could both feel them staring at us, but I denied it. David saw their faces become angry and I was keeping my eyes closed. I said goodnight, and eventually, we both fell asleep. When I fell asleep, I started having a very vivid dream. David and I were in the cabin. A swarm of people were surrounding him. They were all yelling things, and they wanted to take him from the cabin.
What are you doing? Get off me! Help me! Clark! 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 Clark!
I woke up in the morning with the sun right in my eyes. I could hear the birds chirping and I felt the cool breeze coming in from the open door. As I looked around, I didn't see David. He wasn't in the cot next to me, and he wasn't in the cabin at all. I couldn't tell if anyone had been there, but no one was in the room at the moment. I then wondered where the portraits went. Because as I looked around, all I saw were windows.
Windows. Windows. Windows.
For WHJE, this has been Grant Mullen.